All right, I'm going to call the May meeting of the Mottville Inland Wetlands Commission to order. I have Commissioners Occhalini, Majewski, and Rochdale and Rush present. First order of business is to approve the minutes of the April 16th, 2026 regular meeting.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the March, or the April 16th, 2026 meeting.
I'll second the motion.
Any discussion? All right, Commissioner Rochdale made a motion, Commissioner Occhalini seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And I'm abstaining. Motion carries. No public hearing, no show cause hearing. Any remarks in the public not relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks in the public not relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks in the public not relating to items on the agenda? All right, old business, Noble Hill Road, owner Jeffrey Phillips and Jennifer Michaels, update on ongoing enforcement action, a cease and correct order, unpermitted activities in the wetland, and 50-foot upland review area.
Stacy Radford, zoning and wetlands officer, for the record. On April 28th, 2026, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved a mitigation plan submitted for the correction of an open zoning violation with reference to unpermitted.
Excuse me. I'll just point out that Commissioner LeClaire is not.
Okay, so I'll start again. On April 28th, 2026, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved a mitigation plan submitted for the correction of an open zoning violation with reference to unpermitted excavation of earth material. There were conditions of approval which were required to be met prior to the commencement of work, and the applicant is working towards achieving them. I would expect before the June 18th Inland Wetlands meeting that all conditions of approval would have been met and a restoration of site would be underway. Staff will be conducting periodic inspections of the property during the restoration process to be certain that all requirements for both commissions are met. So at this time, staff would recommend that this matter be continued to the next regularly scheduled meeting of June 18th, and there is a motion in your packet.
Just briefly, what are the conditions?
He just has to had to revise one section of the plans. There was one item that was left off as far as the thickness of the soil before he planted grass.
Yeah.
And he needed to revise the plans for that. I'm just waiting for those revised plans to come in. We'll hold a pre-construction meeting, and then the work can be underway.
Okay, so nothing really wetland-y.
Nothing, no. All right.
Okay, I'll make the motion to continue this matter to the next regular meeting scheduled on June 18th, 2026, and continue to do so until this matter has been resolved to the satisfaction of this commission.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, Commissioner Occhalini made a motion. Commissioner Rochdale seconded it. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. 26 item C3, 428 Fire Street, owner applicant Mark DeRozier for regular activities to make repairs to a driveway.
Stacy Radford, zoning and wetlands officer, for the record. On May 18th, 2026, staff spoke with the applicant, Mark DeRozier, who advised that boundaries had been out to the property and had completed the survey portion of the plan, and his civil engineer was waiting receipt of that survey in order to finalize his plans in accordance with the town soil scientist's comments of March 3rd, 2026. In the meantime, the applicant also sent an email requesting a 65-day extension of time to July 27, 2026, a copy of which is attached to your staff report. This matter was set for a decision rendered date of May 23rd, and therefore, because we cannot make a determination at this point, I did suggest that he submit a 65-day extension of time, which he has done. The applicant did hand deliver yesterday a copy of the topographical survey showing existing conditions, a hand-drawn wetland plan with proposed activities, and a hand-drawn report from his engineer showing the overflow trench. These documents were all forwarded to the town soil scientists and his comments are still pending. So at this time, staff would recommend that the commission grant the request for a 65-day extension of time and continue the matter to the next scheduled meeting of June 18th. The applicant is here. Should you have any questions about the documents which were received and copies are in your packets.
Okay, the question I have, the permit was, can we extend it 65 days? Or do we need to, like, because there's a, are we going to do one 30-day extension? A 31-day extension?
Nope, he had to withdraw the last
okay.
application, so this is his first 65-day extension. So we
okay.
are
right. okay.
within the right to ask for that extension.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if we weren't allowed to, it would just expire and you'd have to reapply again.
Right.
Okay. And the work's moving forward and the plans are getting done. I was thinking about this the other day. I got on this commission and I just want to make this comment. You know, I got on this commission around 1988 or 89. And of all the work that was done back then till now, we've never had somebody come back a second time. This is the third time. So I think it's important. I just want to stand right. It's important to get it right this time because, you know, like I say, this is the third time. I think it's the third time. So. Let's do it right this time. If it takes a little bit longer and we gotta wait. We'd like to have it off the agenda. So it's a good thing to do to take the time and have the applicant take the time to do it right this time.
Sure.
2 cents for it. More than a place to do. So anybody else have any comments or questions?
Yeah. Who designed all this? The engineer? There's no stamp.
The topographical survey was submitted from Boundaries.
Right.
They did that. The wetlands report, the single-page document, was submitted by Rich Snarsky, who was the original soil scientist. And I believe it's a 3-page packet was submitted by John Martucci, who is his civil engineer.
But I don't see a stamp on any of it.
Agreed. That was an initial comment that I did get back from the town soil scientist, although he hasn't had the time to do a thorough report to me. He did indicate that, again, these other than the topographical survey, appear still to be hand-drawn. He's going to take a look at them, but...
I personally would consider these drafts. I mean, we're waiting... He's asking for 65 days to get the correct plan done, so I would not necessarily expect a stamp on this at this point.
Are they drafts?
They're not.
Mr. Jerosha, can you come to the podium for us? Because I believe that you submitted these as, when you submitted these yesterday, that you indicated that these were in accordance, answering the town soil scientist's comments of March 3rd. Is that correct?
Mark Jerosha, 428 Fire Street. Yes, we just got the plans 2 days ago. So I went to the soil scientist's house, and we reviewed this, and we put together what his proposal will be. This is what he's proposing, if you look at the drawing, in the pink.
Which is this one-page document here.
It's remove sediment, finish grade, and then... wetlands plants, and he told me what he would put in there, and he told me it would be 1 foot on center. So that's what he's proposing to do there. And then the other paper is from John Martucci, which is the overflow trench. That's the other one. Everything was done in, within a day. I can't get them to put stamps and all of that. If that's what we need, we can get that. But it's these are just things to be able to understand what they're planning to, what we're planning to do.
Okay, so more documentation would be forthcoming then.
If
so
that's what you, if you need a stamp, a stamp that says John Martucci is certifying this particular trench, that's what we'll get. If that's what you want, a stamp.
Well, it's required on our application for the engineering drawings to have the stamp stuff on them. I personally regarding these as drafts. You know, it's showing progress, but if you're saying you need until the end of July to get documentation done, I'm expecting the documentation to be done with the proper
with the stamps, right?
Proper stamps.
I'll have John. I'll have John certify this with his engineered stamp.
Yeah.
This drawing, and then Rich Schnarsky will submit his official.
And we're going to get the drainage.
This is what we talked about.
Yeah.
This is what he came out to the house. We looked at it a second time. We reflagged everything so that the surveyor could come and do it. He did it. We just had 2 days. I just put this together in 2 days. Mm-hmm. So it's not, if you want a stamp for the engineer for the overflow, we can get that. And then Rich Schnarsky said he would draft up an official thing on with his portion. This is to give you an idea of what he's talking about to do.
Right, and those guys know what's required.
What's that?
And those guys know what's required, so.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in the ranks.
One question, just looking forward about the work. Is it going to be done by yourself, or are you bringing in a company?
All by myself.
Okay.
cement block trench, I can do that in probably a day versus other things. This here is probably the best design that I've seen that he put out, because I can set those blocks with an excavator in a day, dig the trench, set it in a day, and if we have the water will be down in late July, August, it'll be the perfect time to do it. It won't be where it is now. It'll be well below that. Won't be affecting anything. We can put these blocks in, fill the trench with all the things that he's got on here, and be done before it rains again. So clearly, this is a good plan, I think, for the trench. And then the other work that might, depending on if he makes any other changes than what we talked about here. We'll see what this can probably be done in a day too, with the exception of the planting. I can do that in a couple of days. But we're gonna locate the silt vent right to the water line, the high water line. The trench will be already in, so that if it rains, it'll go out the trench. You know what I mean? And then this right here will be, I'll have time to plant plants for a couple of days. So it'll probably take 3 or 4 days to do the whole project. That answer your question?
It does. Thank you.
All right. Can you get a motion for an extension?
Certainly. I make a motion to grant a 65-day extension of time to July 27, 2026, and to continue application number 26 IWC 3-428 Fire Street, parcel ID 014-003-000, Oakdale, Connecticut, owner applicant marked as Rozier, for regulated activities within the wetlands and upland review area for repairs to an existing driveway due to flooding until the next regularly scheduled meeting on June 18th, 2026.
Second it.
Any discussion? Okay, Mr. Rochelle made a motion. Commissioner Majewski seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Carries unanimously. Motion carries. Okay, 26 IWC 7, 695 Route 32, Uncle Phil, owner applicant North Group LLC for unregulated activities to create a four-unit development.
You just to make mention, you did skip 26 IWC 6, 90 Maple Avenue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
However,
I'll take that back.
However, that application was withdrawn.
Oh,
so
I knew that.
Enough,
I knew
you,
that.
So you did good. So we did not receive done. A formal email requesting that that application be withdrawn at this time.
I figured our folders would be this much thicker.
So, again, now moving on to.
I knew that.
Stacy Radford, zoning and wetlands officer, for the record, this application is for a jurisdictional ruling that a permit is not required for the proposed development of this site. The site consists of 1.2 acres and is located in the C1 zoning district, abutting Horton Cove on the west. The site is currently developed with a 1,500 square foot commercial space with approximately 108 feet of frontage on Route 32. The applicant is proposing to apply with the Planning and Zoning Commission for a change of use from commercial to residential, as well as the development of three additional residential units. The applicant has forwarded a narrative dated May 19, 2026, a copy of which is included in your packet, indicating that there are only tidal wetlands located on the property, which has been confirmed by soil scientist George Logan, and that this application is for a jurisdictional ruling that no permit will be required from this commission for the proposed development. The applicant's soil scientist has submitted a wetland report dated May 19, 2026, a copy of which is also included in your packet, whereas he stated after a site inspection and review of relevant plans and mapping that it is his professional opinion that, quote, the resource area adjacent to the subject property constitutes a tidal coastal resource rather than a regulated inland wetland watercourse under the authority of the Mottville Inland Wetlands Commission. Review of the submitted plan entitled Site Plan of 695 Route 32, Mottville, Connecticut, prepared for North Group LLC and dated May 15, 2026, shows that the proposed development is approximately 273 feet from the tidal wetlands, and according to the state layer on the GIS, approximately 21 feet of the property along Horton Cove is located within flood zone AE, and any application submitted before the Planning and Zoning Commission will require a coastal area management review by Connecticut DEEP. Therefore, staff is recommending that based on the information submitted, that the commission issue a finding that there's no jurisdiction over the proposed activities. Greg Fettis is here on behalf of the applicant to answer any questions that the commission may have.
Good evening, Greg Fettis, again, professional engineer in the state of Connecticut. I think Stacy said it all. I'm happy to answer questions, but the tidal wetlands regulated by DEEP and the Planning and Zoning Commission. So
everything, you know, looking at the map, the contours show everything flows that way. The only question I have, I'm trying to look on here and see, are there any sewer storm drains on the site that go anywhere?
Other than
discharging to Horton Cove?
There's nothing discharging directly to Horton Cove. Yes, the topography slopes down to Horton Cove. There's a sanitary sewer line that does cut through the property. But all stormwater will be contained above with underground infiltration and so forth. There may be some...
Right.
Runoff that will kind of return less runoff proposed than existing,
right?
Which is required by the town of Mottville.
Yeah, so we don't have jurisdiction over that.
Did everybody get that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it or not.
All right. So
okay, I'll make a motion to issue a finding that the Mottville Inland Wetlands and Watercourses Commission has no jurisdiction over the proposed activities presented with this application and therefore no permit required.
Second.
Any discussion? Hey, Commissioner Ockley made a motion. Commissioner Majewski seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Okay, correspondence. I didn't miss that one. So, draft copy of a permit application for use of pesticides in state waters received by Gardner Lake on April 20th, 2026.
Yes, this was received for informational purposes only. No permit has been granted by DEEP at this time, but I thought it was important to at least provide you with a copy of what has been received thus far.
This is just a courtesy that they tell us?
Yes.
Okay. Any else?
That's
no correspondence?
All we have.
You know nothing?
Nope.
All right. One more motion.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second. Glad you showed up. All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thank you, folks.
I was late.
Don't let it happen again.
Wait, 3 minutes. That's not bad.